Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
An advisory board overseeing a public library in Alaska has voted to keep scores of books containing supposed LGBTQ themes in the children's and young adult sections instead of moving them to a separate location after complaints were made. The Homer Public Library Advisory Board upheld the library director's decision last week to keep 55 books where they are currently located, according to the Homer News. Last fall, Library Director Dave Berry denied a request to move three titles. A later petition signed by more than 500 people added dozens of books to the list. The petition asked that books promoting transgender ideology, drag queens, homosexuality, and all other books which are intended to indoctrinate children in the LGBTQ plus ideologies either be removed or not be available to children to stumble upon these confusing ideas in the children's library or the juvenile section. Berry consulted with staff at the library and denied the request. Another patron appealed to the advisory board, which has a final say. The board's four-hour meeting, January 17th, included public comments and the board concerned the fate of each of the books individually. The books that some would have liked to remove are written for children, recommended by library professionals and selected by our own library professionals as appropriate for our community, testified Nancy Lord, who said she reviewed many of the books in question and investigated how the books are categorized, organized, and arranged. They belong in the children's section of library, she said. More at RadioKenai.com. Hillcorp Alaska's application for an operating permit for the Point Thompson production facility has received preliminary approval. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has made a preliminary decision to approve Hillcorp Alaska LLC's application for air quality control operating permit number AQ-1201-TVP-02 for the Point Thompson production facility under the Alaska State Statutes 46.14 and Regulation 18-AAC-50. The Point Thompson Reservoir holds an estimated 8 trillion cubic feet of natural gas and 200 million barrels of natural gas condensate, a high-quality hydrocarbon similar to kerosene or diesel. Point Thompson gas represents about 25% of known gas resources on the North Slope. For more information on the application and details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The Federal Subsistence Board will meet January 31st through February 3rd at the Egan Center in Anchorage to consider proposed changes to federal subsistence fish and shellfish regulations for the 2023-2025 regulatory years. The board will also discuss the Hunter Ethics Education and Outreach Initiative, secretarial regulations proposing the inclusion of identified submerged lands in the Tongass National Forest, deferred wildlife proposals, the threshold analysis for RFR 2201 requesting reconsideration of fish proposals, FP 21, the threshold assessment for non-rural determination proposals, NDP 2501, and other subsistence issues. The meeting will be held from 1:30 p.m. until 5 p.m. on Tuesday, January 31st, then daily at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. until the board calls a recess for the day or complete its work on February 2nd or 3rd. A meeting agenda and associated meeting materials can be found on the story at RadioKenai.com. In Alaska's attempt to prevent and reduce tobacco use, the state of Alaska's policies have received a poor report card from the American Lung Association. Alaska received 1 F grade and 2 D grades on policies to prevent and reduce tobacco use, according to the American Lung Association's 21st Annual State of Tobacco Control Report. In the 2023 report, Alaska received the following grades: funding for state tobacco prevention programs, a B; strength of smoke-free workplace laws, B; level of state tobacco taxes, D; coverage and access to services to quit tobacco, D; ending the sale of all flavored tobacco products, F. That's news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.